You cannot say that economic and social rights are more important than civil and political rights. That so what if you don't have the right to vote, like in Myanmar, but the state is providing for everything. It doesn't. It is not sustainable. And I think today, increasingly, if you ask the global experience of why have many development projects or poverty alleviation projects suffered and failed, they will tell you that it was very top-down. It was determined by a paternalistic state that thought they knew the answers to all the solutions, and they were implementing it from above. And the people on the community level, whose lives it was supposed to influence and change, had very little say.